Question, if you were my daughter, Mike Murdoch, what would I teach you if you were my daughter? I say that because sons don't listen. If you were my daughter, first thing I would have you to do is develop a habit of reading the Bible. 3 chapters a day and 5 on Sunday takes through the Bible in 12 months. I would ask you to invest 1 hour every morning in the Bible and your prayer life. Make your prayer life simple and short. Start with Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. If you were my daughter, I would tell you to be very open and real about things that bother you and things that are fearful. I have 4 sisters. That's why I'm thinking about this today. If you were my daughter. If you were my daughter, I would ask you to know everything you can about a man as fast as possible. Who are his heroes? If you're dating a man and you need a good man, a woman was made for a man. If you were my daughter, I would say, with all my heart, read Psalms 31 every single day of your life. It's Proverbs 31, woman. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived and the richest man who ever lived. And he had problems with women. Solomon didn't trust women. And there was reasons, and he explains why. If you were my daughter, I would tell you to study the 5 great women of the Bible. 1, Esther. 2, Ruth. 3, Abigail, etc., etc. I would tell you to study their reactions to men. If you were my daughter, I would tell you to immerse yourself in the world of the man you love. Immerse yourself. I could say a lot about that in a moment. Who married 4 billionaires. The smartest men are inspired by questions, like Solomon, Queen of Sheba. When you ask a man a question, he interprets that question as admiration. Do women do that? Not since the Queen of Sheba do women ask questions of men. I would ask you, if you were my daughter, to master the conversation of admiration. Admiration creates access and trustworthiness.